The intricate relationships between historical events and Torah text reveal profound patterns that connect ancient prophecies to modern occurrences, particularly regarding bloodlines and their influences throughout history. These connections help illuminate both ancient wisdom and recent historical developments, shaping our world in unexpected ways. Genesis 14:3 illustrates a fundamental contrast between two key Hebrew terms. Ha-malech, referring to salty water, is associated with Cain's bloodline and is identical to the Hebrew word yem, meaning sea. Then it stands in direct opposition to lakama, which represents divine woman. This divine feminine principle is embodied by powerful biblical figures like Rebekah, Tamar, Sarai, who actively countered Cain's genetic lineage as Laban and Esau. These women weren't passive observers, but active shapers of biblical history. The influence of these divine feminine figures manifested in several crucial moments. Rebekah's intervention proved pivotal when she redirected Isaac's blessing over Israel, fundamentally altering the course of biblical history. Tamar's actions led to the nullification of Perez when she conceived Zerah from Judah, demonstrating another instance of divine feminine power reshaping events. Similarly, Sarai's situation triggered divine intervention when God closed all the wombs in Abimelech's household, showing the far-reaching consequences of these women's influence. Torah represents a detailed genealogical progression where Laban fathers Simeon, Reuben, and Israel fathered Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah. Simeon becomes father to Dan and Gad. Then Reuben fathers Naphtali, Asher, and Joseph. This family tree illustrates a cosmic pattern of contraction, with Laban's name literally meaning contracted, while Lakama represents abundance. This creates a fundamental cyclical pattern in creation. Abundance was constrained by contraction, then contraction eventually pulling everything back toward contracted nothingness. This cycle continues perpetually due to God's desire to maintain creation's abundance, establishing a dynamic tension in the universe until abundance unity, God's holy divine. The mentioned duality caused fundamental cyclical events at universe. Abundance was constrained by contraction, then it pulled everything back toward contracted nothingness. This perpetual cycle reoccur upon each contraction, interrupted toward abundance manifestation due to God's desire to maintain creation's abundance. There is a dynamic tension in the universe until abundance establishes unity, God's holy divine. This pattern represents a core principle in understanding both biblical events and their modern manifestations. A particularly significant prophecy appears in Genesis 49:17, where Israel foretells Dan's harmful influence on the Israelites. The text draws explicit parallels between Dan and Naphtali, suggesting both would bring harm to human existence. This prophecy takes on new meaning when examined alongside historical events of the 1940s, demonstrating how ancient predictions can manifest in unexpected ways throughout history. The linguistic analysis of the name Naphtali reveals remarkable connections through Hebrew letter equivalencies. Breaking down the name Naphtali into its constituent letters, Nun, Fe, Tav, Lamed, Yod, uncovers patterns that connect to historical events. The letter Fe combines with Yod to become equivalent to Zayin, while Tav corresponds to two-letter Rosh, identical letter Lamed. Then Naphtali becomes equivalent to Lamed, Lamed, Nazi. The Nazi Party's symbol, the swastika, resembles two-letter Lameds at the cross-section, forged broken cross identical to the symbol of fertility from Indo-temples. The analysis extends to language connections, noting fascinating similarities between Dutch, French, and Hebrew pronunciations of certain letters, suggesting mutual ancestral lineage. However, this linguistic connection took on the darker aspect during World War II, upon the Nazi regime labeled French speakers as Acadian lower-class population, then pursued aggressive colonization of German-speaking countries against Acadian populations. Hitler's physical appearance portrayed low testosterone male, connecting to Naphtali's description in Genesis 49:21 as the hind. This physical manifestation is seen as another fulfillment of Israel's prophecy, demonstrating how biblical characteristics appeared in historical figures. The Hebrew term Ailaz means destruction, and Amari Shafer means destruction fire in opposition to Lakama, divine woman, which represents clouds over a sunny sky and the atmosphere sustaining life on Earth. Then there is symbolic opposition between destructive components and life-sustaining structure, Torah suggesting that Cain-type DNA poses threat to Earth's atmosphere and, by extension, poses threat to human existence. Nazi Party's other feeding hateful source was Radical Lutheran's ideology, forged upon Martin Luther's pamphlet in 1543, On the Jews and Their Lies. Early in his career, Luther held some hope for the conversion of Jews to his reformed Christianity, but when Jews did not convert, Luther's writings became increasingly hostile. By writing the On the Jews and Their Lies pamphlet, Luther obliged harsh measures against Jews, including the burning of synagogues, the destruction of Jewish homes, the confiscation of Jewish books, restrictions on Jewish religious practices. Luther used extremely harsh and demeaning language when referring to Jewish people. Torah illustrates upon destruction of the northern tribes, only Israel's bloodline maintain Jewry. Then those harmed toward Israelites is enemy toward Seth's bloodline. Since human represent God's image, thus Seth represent God's image upon earth. Then enemy toward Israelites is enemy toward God, immediately punishable from Torah law. Martin Luther is funder of Protestant Church, but both Lutheran Church, Anglican Church value, Israelites bloodline truth. Then Radical Lutherans is detached from Protestant Church, forged anti-Semitic movements, including Nazi invasion of Europe. The Hebrew word Lakama, divine woman, means cloud over a sunny sky represents atmosphere sustaining life upon Earth. Then Cain-type DNA is harmful toward Earth's atmosphere. Despite the fact Nazi appeared as a pro-German order, Nazi harmed toward Germanic bloodline like no other enemy. Then Nazi was disorder, attacked toward European countries, harmed toward white bloodline. Nazi objective was to manifest Cain's bloodline domination, however Cain's bloodline is semi-animal. Due to Mason's enlightening efforts, upon just 2 years of Nazi invasion of Europe, Nazi leadership began to abandon Hitler, which led to the nullification of Nazi movements in 1945. Mason's effort established white bloodline unity representing one Germanic bloodline, nourished from Seth's bloodline truth. These interconnections between ancient texts and historical events demonstrate how biblical prophecies and genealogical patterns can serve as frameworks for understanding both historical developments and current global challenges. Torah illustrates the ongoing tension between forces of destruction and abundance, as described in ancient religious texts and manifested throughout human history. This analysis provides a unique perspective on how ancient wisdom literature can offer insights into historical events and potentially future developments, particularly regarding the influence of different bloodlines and their impact on human society and the natural world. The connections between biblical prophecies to historical events suggest Torah has deeper layers of meaning, which become apparent only when viewed through the lens of elevated understanding. Further analysis of these connections reveals how Torah, providing relevant insights into modern events and challenges, suggesting patterns and prophecies described in biblical texts, may have ongoing significance for understanding contemporary developments and future possibilities. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and please follow Torah Truth Podcast. Until next episode, Zay Gesund!